Hello, welcome to part two, where your readers are me, Marianne Penn, and John Francis. We have more news items, information desk, and a second feature today, which is how we can all help our bee population survive the sudden changes in our weather.
Our next set of news stories has a heavy emphasis on the Rouen Road walk-in centre and concerns from the public about its potential closure.
Thank you, John. People with limited internet access have been told to look online so they can find out how to get a paper copy of a survey, which could determine the fate of Norwich's walk-in centre. The bizarre instruction from health bosses have left patient watchdogs flummoxed amid an ongoing row over the centre's future. NHS leaders are currently gathering public views on whether or not to close the centre in Rouen Road when its contract expires in March 2024. But they have come in for criticism from Health Watch Norfolk, which has alleged they are trying to engineer the closure. Alex Stewart, its chief executive, penned a letter highlighting the organisation's concern to the Norfolk and Waveney Integrated Care Board. But he said he was left baffled when NHS Norfolk and Waveney's chief executive, Tracy Blakely, suggested people who require a hard copy could find out where to collect it by looking online. In response, she wrote, paper copies are available at the walk-in centre and GP practice at Rouen Road. Printed copies are also available on request using the contact details provided on the web page. This consultation runs until March 26th.
And the Norwich North MP, Chloe Smith, has voiced her firm opposition to the proposals to close Norwich's walk-in medical centre. She's written a formal response to the consultation as an open letter to Tracy Blakely, Chief Executive Officer of the Integrated Care Board. She demands answers on topics such as pressures on GP and A&E services and how the consultation has been done. She said, I have had to campaign on behalf of residents repeatedly over 15 years in Norwich North against attempts to close the walk-in centre. When A&E and GP services are under particular pressure, it's hard to believe that a proposal is made once again to stop a simple way for people to see a doctor when they need to. Too many constituents tell me that they are concerned that they can't get a GP appointment when they need one, and they're worried about A&E. So we need to better help patients to get the right care rather than make it harder. The walk-in centre currently provides more than 5,000 appointments every month. About the consultation itself, she adds, constituents need better answers.
The RSPCA has issued a warning about a phone scam from people pretending to be from the Animal Rescue Charity. In a statement posted online, the charity stated it had been made aware of calls being made to supporters from the phone number 01702-411954. When answered, the caller asks if the person will set up a standing order to the RSPCA. The Office for National Statistics estimates there were 4.5 million cases of telephone fraud in England and Wales last year. A charity spokesman said, it's concerning that people are being targeted in this scam, and we're urging our supporters to be vigilant and be aware that this is happening. If this happens to you, hang up and please report it to Action Fraud Police. You can also contact our supporter service team on 0300 123 0346 to check if the fundraising call is genuine.
A beach in Norfolk has been named one of the best in the world by TripAdvisor. The site has announced its Traveller's Choice Awards for 2023, and the Golden Beach of Gorleston-on-Sea has made the cut. The stunning bay came 12th in a list of the top 25 beaches in Europe. Coming in above Weymouth, Newquay and Bournemouth, Gorleston was named the best beach in the UK. Gorleston was higher on the list than some beaches in Italy, Portugal and Cyprus.